Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Dallas, and I personally want to thank you for purchasing or receiving this CD. It is our hope and prayer that our ministry blesses and enriches your life in such a spectacular way that you can noticeably see a change, and not just your life, but that change also has a way of impacting and affecting your entire family. We pray the Lord's blessings upon you continually. And as you listen to every word that comes through this CD message, we pray that you will see the transformation of the Lord and sense the power and anointing of the Lord as he was resonating in our fellowship. Now sit back and listen to this. Amen. I'm going to ask if you would turn in your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to look at verse number 16. Hallelujah. We're going to read through verse number 18. Matthew 6, 16. And we're going to read through verse number 18. And it reads, "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Verse number 17, "But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face." Verse number 18, "That thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." For the word of the Lord is indeed a blessed word. The scripture text that we are reading is a portion of the recorded text, which is the Sermon on the Mount, which was taught by Jesus. This particular text begins with the Beatitudes, which is a very, very familiar passage of scripture that we see recorded over in Matthew chapter 5. Christ here is providing the people with a manner which is called acceptable conduct or acceptable actions. The Beatitudes and the scriptures that come thereafter from the Sermon on the Mount provides for us our attitudes that are to be in our lives. We are to exhibit and exemplify these attitudes in our lives. Jesus comes into our lives to challenge our thoughts. And thereby, he comes, as much as he is challenging our thoughts, he is also changing our actions. Hallelujah. This is what the Bible says to us. "Do not think that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy them, but I came to fulfill them. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law until it is fulfilled." So Christ comes into our lives to fulfill our lives. And through fasting, what we're asking God to do is fulfill your plan in us and fill me up with you. Hallelujah. Fasting and the intent of fasting is to, it's like to synchronize our minds, right? And to synchronize our plans and our thoughts and our actions with the plans, thoughts, and actions of God. How many of you know that in the natural, that when you eat, your eating and your digestion, it takes more effort. So it takes stuff away. It takes the ability of your mind, you know, to think less so that you put more on your digestive. Right? Is that right, Tiffany? So your body begins to work together. Stomach, I need you to work. Intestines, I need you to work. And every organ that will pull nutrients from the food is working together to make sure that your body gets what it needs. So when you push back the plate and you begin to go before God in study and in prayer and in meditation, your mind becomes open like a sponge to be able to pull in all that God is saying. So fasting is a mechanism to open up your mind so that you can receive a download from heaven without distractions. I want to go to the next level. Move the distractions. All your distractions don't come from outside sources. Remove the distraction of me trying to digest that 12-course meal I just ate, so I can eat more of what your word says, right? So God, through fasting, will remove our distractions. And here is what God is doing in us through the fast. He's teaching us how to give. He's going to teach us how to pray. And watch this. God is going to teach you how to fast. Fasting is not a diet plan. Right? You can do this intermittent fasting that people are doing nowadays to help them to lose weight. It's all fine and good, and it has its place. And if that works best for the body, then by all means, go for it. But this is not a plan for us to lose weight so we can look better in our summertime gear. This is so that we can lose weight. So we can look better in our spirit man. So stuff don't affect us. I want to lose that weight of my bad attitude. I found out this past week when I'm tired that I'm not well. And I don't treat people well when I'm tired. Father, let this fast teach me how to treat people when I'm sick and tired. Help me when I'm sick and tired not to give them what I want to give them, but what I should give them. Help me, Father God, as I lose me and I want to be able to gain you. Oh, it's fasting. It should be like going to the gym and working out. Right? As I adjust my life, I should lose fat but gain muscle. So as I exercise in the spirit, I'm losing flesh fat, but I'm gaining spiritual muscle, so that when the hard time comes, fat don't come forth, but I can be strong in the spirit and in the power of his might. Right? I can be strong under pressure. I can be strong when my back is against the wall. I can be strong when I'm facing hell. I can be strong when I'm facing people that don't love me like I love you and like you've given me to love them. Hey, man. So this is what God will teach us how to fast. When we read Matthew 6, 1 through 7, Jesus provides instruction with all of these areas. Hallelujah. Let's read that for a moment. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. If you're looking to be a man pleaser, then you're not looking to be rewarded by heaven, because sometimes you won't get credit. Sometimes people won't remember your name. I'm just here to tell you they won't. Some of my greatest frustration right now is watching people who do wrong get blessed, while those who do right get criticized. You know, it causes great frustration until we do like David. Until I went into the holy place And I found out that the end of the story is not when I close my eyes. The end of the story is not the passing date on my obituary, but the end of the story is when I say, yes, God, and he says, well done. Hallelujah. Right? So I don't have to worry about being recognized by people. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Do you know that person over there? I just gave them $5 because they asked for. Do you know I just took that person over there and I just fed them because of this? Do you know what I did for sister so-and-so? Do you know what I said to brother? God used me and I prophesied. Somebody told my wife, I was the first one to tell your husband he was going to be a pastor. No, you weren't. Right? Make sure that your flesh don't feed you wrong information. While you're trying to puff yourself up, you might be puffing yourself up with air that's going to dissipate over time. Hallelujah. There's no room for inflated ego. God does not give you more of him so you can brag. The fast that pleases God is the one that brings you to humility, humbleness. The old folk used to say humble. You've got to have an humble mind. This is what fasting will do. Fasting will bring you down so that God could be brought up. Fasting will bring you in so God can come out. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't sound a trumpet as the hypocrites do. For they have their glory of men. Assuredly, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. I want to be able to be a blessing and not have to talk about it. Amen. Amen. That your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Hallelujah. And when you pray, don't be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their rewards. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into your closet. And when you have shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and your Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly. When ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. I'm so glad to know today that when all we need to say is, Father, help me. I'm so glad I don't need to go to God and say, oh, Father, full of mercy and grace and truth, hearest thou their servant who comes to you. Now, if I'm getting ready to have an accident, I don't have time for all that. Help me, keeper. Keep me, keeper, right now. Help me, mind regulator. I need my mind regulated right now. Help me, mouth shutter. I need to shut my mouth, right? Give me strength. Help me, heart fixer. Help me. Help me, Jesus. You don't even have to necessarily call out what you need. Just say, help me. And he knows exactly what it is that you're talking about. God knows how to minister to you like nobody. So you got to spell it out for me. You got to tell me exactly what it is that you need, because I won't know from moment to moment. But when you say, Father, help, he knows exactly how to help you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So don't use vain repetition and think that they're heard for their much speaking. So what? You can hurt. I know somebody who told me, I get up every morning and pray for an hour. Well, God bless you. I wish I had that kind of time in a day. But I thank God that there is no time clock in heaven where God is keeping track of how long you prayed. I'm here to tell you something right now. You can pray for an hour and get up and do devilish things. Or you can pray for a minute and get up and remember what God said in that minute of prayer and do that which is right in the sight of God. And that weighs much longer than that hour prayer. I would say spend less time praying and more time doing what the prayer said. Fasting helps you to balance this thing out. I don't want to fast and become more religious. I want to fast and become more like Jesus. Fasting is going to give me a makeover. I want my fasting to help me to look more like God and less like Rod. I want people to hear God talking through me than Rod talking. Because sometimes Rod can make you mad. Sometimes Rod can rustle some feathers. Right? Just telling myself. That lady made me mad at Walmart down there in Georgia. I got so sick of them Georgia people. I said, they are not like the Southern people that I remember. These people down here in Atlanta are rude and obnoxious. They are not like the old Southern people from the 70s and 80s. This is a new Atlanta, and there's a spirit of demonic force that you feel down there in the atmosphere. It's confusion down there. You see, they said, that's a man. No, it ain't. Dressed in her garb. In the open. I digress. But I was just frustrated. Right? The lady told me, anything that's not in the bag, we have to make sure that it's on the tag. Completely understand that to make sure we're not stealing. But when I'm in a hurry, and I tell you I'm in a hurry, then you start taking stuff out my bag. Now I'm mad. And I'm going to tell you, I need to fast. Because God didn't come forth at that moment. I told you I'm in a hurry. Now, because I told you I'm in a hurry, I feel like you're messing with me. Now, at that moment, have you considered my servant Rod? Rod didn't curse God, but Rod almost cursed that lady. I'm just going to, y'all know I'm gonna be very transparent. And I didn't just take the receipt when she gave it. I snatched it. She said, have a blessed day. I wanted to tell her, blessing is not the day that I'm wishing on you right now. But I'm going to keep my mouth shut and I'm going to walk out this door. And I'm going to let God have full control of my mind. But how many of you know God will show you? I want this. What am I preaching about this morning? I want the fast to be effective so that God reveals all those things to me that need to be adjusted. So that I can adjust it so that when people see me, hear me, look at me, they see Christ. All right? We're not going into this time of consecration so that we can put on a consecration face. Lotion up. Look, you still look the part. You hungry, but don't look like it. My dad used to tell us, you don't have to look like what you're going through. Come on, somebody. Right? Your stomach is going to growl. That's the way the body is made. Everybody don't have to, you know. Oh, my stomach is just growling. I'm so hungry. Just stop testifying about it. You know you're hungry. God knows you're hungry. But Father, I thank you for the strength to overcome this hunger. I'm going to push back the desires of my flesh so that I can bring to the forefront your desires through me. In this hunger in my natural body, let it bring forth that hunger in the spirit that I have so that I can desire more and more of you and your word and your plan for my life. Because when I come through this, I want to come through this with some weight on my life. And it's not flesh weight, but it's spiritual weight. I want your Shekinah glory to rest on me like never before when I come through this time of consecration. So when crazy come, I'm going to act sane. Because crazy coming, I'm just telling y'all right now, crazy's going, when you leave here today, crazy coming. Be ready for it. Tell your neighbor, get ready for it, because it's coming. Crazy is outside standing next to your car right now. That's right. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me see crazy. When you go out, say crazy. Get on out from here. Only hit your unlock button one time so only your door unlock. Don't let crazy in the car. And when you get home, just scoot in the door and slam it so crazy can't come in. Come on, somebody. He waiting. She waiting. They waiting. All the crazies, they waiting. Mr. and Mrs. Crazy. Dr. Crazy. Crazy Esquire. They waiting. Educated crazy. Dumb crazies. They all waiting. Professional crazy, unprofessional crazy, white collar, blue collar crazy, no collar crazy, they waiting. Husband crazy, wife crazy, they waiting. Kid crazy, grandkid crazy, they waiting. Uncle crazy, auntie crazy, cousin, niece, nephew crazy, they all waiting. They waiting. Don't, you know, and be ready. Be aware that the enemy is going to try to operate in them to get to you. Uh-oh. Make sure the enemy ain't operating in you. Right? So control the hidden desire, God, that we have to that will feed our ego. Control that part of us that will cause us to get in the way of what it is that you want to do in us. Right? Hallelujah. I'm not going out here trying to look like I'm doing something in the open and then I have nothing on the inside that's going to keep me in the midnight hour. Keep me when all hell is breaking loose. That's going to keep me when I want to cuss. I always say cuss because that was my issue. Whatever your issue was from throwing hands, it might have been your issue. Whatever it was that you did, you might tell somebody, keep me from telling folks off and loving it. Right? Help me. That's right, baby. Fix my face. So they can't read what's going on behind. Help my face. I want salvation in my facial expressions. Come on, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Right? I need to be helped. Help me in this season of sacrifice and consecration. Watch this. So when I come out, I don't come out like I went in. Right? I don't want to consecrate for a month and then live an unconsecrated life for 11 months. Huh? All right. Hallelujah. So I need you to provide me information on what it is that I need when I fast. There's a time to fast. Matthew 9 and 15, starting at verse number 14, then came to him a disciple of John saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often and thy disciples don't? The mere fact that you asking that question shows that you missed it. And Jesus said unto him, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put into it filleth up and taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine in old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine in new bottles, and both are preserved. See, this is the time to fast. You cannot fast spiritually without accepting Christ into your life and expect to have a spiritual awakening. Everybody that's fasting is not fasting for spiritual gain. Some people are just fasting because it has lasting effects in their physical body, right? So everybody that's talking about being spiritual is not necessarily talking about salvation, right? There's a difference, and we have to be able to understand the difference. You can't take new wine from Christ and put it in your old body, your old fleshly body, and expect the wine not to be spilled. Expect the Spirit of God not to become wasted. But we can only do this fast after we have accepted Christ into our lives. We have become recipients of His Holy Spirit, which is the power to be able to overcome and to execute that which we have heard. Hallelujah. It has to be done in succession. So this fast, again, this is not a dietary plan, right? But this is for spiritual enrichment, that our lives might become better. So we are yet in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, and now is the acceptable time to fast. Fasting provides us with spiritual concepts that will benefit us in the spirit as well as natural. Many people are fasting, again, to lose weight, but that's not why we fast. We must fast properly. Say that. I must fast properly. All right? Now, recognize that when you're fasting, the opportunity is going to come for your attitude to get worse. All right, your temperament is going to become shortened. Right, you will cut people off quickly because you get frustrated when you're hungry. Right, my wife notices a shift. She always say, "I noticed a shift." Whenever we out somewhere and I haven't eaten, she'll say, She would tell the girls, "I got to get your daddy something to eat." Because if I don't feed him now, it's going to be bad. Because I'm recognizing a shift, right? So your body, because your body wants to, watch this, fulfill its natural cravings, gets frustrating when it doesn't get what it wants. How many of us know that when we don't get our way, we can get very, very frustrated, right? Through this fast, God is going to show us and help us how to deal with that spoiled bratism. Because in fasting, Helen, you know, we can't get our way. That piece of cake that you're going to want, Deepaw, you're going to be able to smell the butter in it. Every granule of sugar, you're going to smell. Oh, the vanilla extract. That's You didn't get that from the bottle. That's fresh. You went to the vanilla extract distillery and got to they put that fresh in the bottle. That is some good. You paid some money for that. That's right. Your body is going to have though. You're going to be fighting some things. You're going to fight some things. Fight on, old soldier. Right? And it's I wish I could tell you just stay in your house and be a hermit for the life of this fast. That would be easy. Empty your cupboards, empty your refrigerator of only what you're supposed to have. Stay in the house, windows drawn. Take your TVs and your radios out, all your devices. You know, it would be easy. I'm telling you, if you watch TV, between every episode is going to be a commercial about food. You stopped eating red meat 12 years ago, but that steak going to pop like no other steak has ever popped in your life. I'm just trying to tell y'all the truth. The opportunity is going to come. You're going to have some frustrating moments. Your attitude is going to be checked. Your patience is going to be checked. But we need to fast to seek the face and the counsel and the word of God. This is why we cannot put a whole bunch of TV time during our fasting time. You might need to turn off a whole bunch of what you watch for a moment. Get into the Word of God. I want you to understand what God is doing, and it's in lockstep. You know, this isn't something. This just dropped in my spirit, and I mean right now. This just dropped in my spirit. It's not surprising that in Bible study, we're studying unlocking your spiritual gift. And then talking about being predestined and prospering and consecrating all at the same time. Come on, open up your spiritual mind and see the correlation and the connection. I believe that God is trying to get a message through. Now, I'm charging every person from True Gospel. And if you're a friend of True Gospel and you are willing to watch, you want to watch, I'm challenging every person to join us on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. This study is going to help you. I'm charging every person from True Gospel. You got that fasting schedule and the scriptures that we're going to use to meditate upon them. Ask yourself those clarifying questions and then others. If you do all of these things and you take the curriculum and you put it together, when you come out of the class, you're going to walk away with understanding. I don't want to get an A just because I crammed and I understood it for the moment. But I want to have some retention when I come out of this, right? I want there to be benefit as what I have gone into, what I've studied, what I have meditated upon day and night. I want to be able to walk away from this with some retention. Go over to me with Psalm 1. Go to Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. During this fast, you got to control who you allow to speak into your ears. You have to be able to put a guard. You have to be able to put a watch on who you hear and what you listen to. Listen, stay off the phone talking about stuff with people who just like to talk about stuff. If it's not adding to your learning, shut them off. Oh. All right. You know we don't preach that whole cut people off, right? Through this fast, God's going to show you some people that need to be dismissed from occupying your time and show you how to make an adjustment. Right? Because some people's voice, some people's word has more weight than it should have. I found out that if I wanted my muscles to grow, I can't lift light weight. Can y'all hear that? Tomorrow I found out that 40-pound dumbbells don't do nothing for me anymore. It's like lifting nothing. So I have to challenge myself with 60. I might not be able to push three reps, right? I may not. However, I can push it up once, put it back down. The next time I'm gonna be able to push it up twice. But if I deduce myself into saying, well, I want to just make this more effective and lift 40-pound weight, I don't walk away with the burn. I want to come out of this consecration with a burn. A burn where I know I've been with the Father. A burn where I know I've been in His presence. So I'm talking about a spirit burn. I want that burn, like Jeremiah said, I got fire that shut up in my bones. I want to walk out of here with having some. I know that I'm different. Hallelujah. I want to walk out of here with somebody saying, what in the world is going on? I want to walk out of here with some power like the apostles. So when my shadow falls on people, they get healed. Hallelujah. I want to be able to walk out of here with some power that the prophetic word and the anointing would fall on my life. So when I'm walking through Kroger, He'll give me a word of encouragement for somebody that needs to hear from God so their life will be changed. They may never again see me in life, but they'll know that there is a God in heaven. Come on, somebody. I want to be able to walk out of here and out of this fast knowing that there is a change, there's a difference, there's a shift. I don't want, when I'm hungry, for my wife to have to say, I got to go feed your daddy because there's a shift. I want to be able to recognize that when I'm hungry, that there needs to be a shift and I go get in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone. But I want to be filled up with every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But in order to hear those words, I've got to be in His presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So fasting, this fast will cause us to reflect on our actions and then weigh them out with the word of God. I'm almost done. Jeremiah 14 and 11, it says, what says the Lord unto me? Pray not for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering as an oblation, I will not accept them, but will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. Judah was guilty of running to God in the presence of their calamity, and then turning their backs on Him when all things were well. I don't want to enter this fast one way and exit it the same way I entered. Hallelujah. God is not saying that He will reject the sincere, but He's identifying that He knows the difference. And God will not render deliverance for heartless formalism and insincerity. Fasting, then, it needs to mean something. After all, it's being offered for the sake of our spiritual well-being. This fast and fasting is not a temporary observation for religious awareness that leads us back to business as usual at its conclusion. But we have to declare that I'm fasting for the purposes of God to be revealed in me in a greater fashion so that I can continue. At the end of the fast, I might go back to eating, but I might be eating, but I'm not going to go back to eating in my flesh, eating with a nasty attitude, eating with a negative disposition, eating with argumentativeness, eating with cursings and fightings and disputings. And I'm not going back to the way I was, making excuses, being lazy spiritually, right? Hallelujah. But I'm fasting so that I can continue and so that I can embrace the move of God. God, that which you show me during this time of consecration, I don't want to forget it. Help me embrace the change. Say that, Father, help me embrace the change during this consecration. Hallelujah. I want to embrace it. Right? I want to embrace what you show me. I want to embrace what you have revealed to me so that I can change. I want my family to be changed. I want my life to be changed. I want my thoughts to be changed. I want my desires to be changed. I want my understanding to be changed. I want my perspective to be changed. Right? There are some things that God is allowing in our lives. And do you know that sometimes we hinder it because of our own perspective that is not in direct alignment with the word, the plan, and the release of God? There could be something that God has released into your life to allow in your life to help you to grow that you've been fighting. And because your perspective is off, you're hindering your own growth. I want my perspective to change so that I can see experiences the same way you see it and have released it. In the name of Jesus. I need my understanding to be developed. And I want the power of God to be at work in me in such an incredible fashion that others look at me and recognize the need to be changed. Right? I want my life to be so full of God that people see him that they check themselves. Maybe I shouldn't have said that to them that way. I apologize for giving you all of that. You didn't deserve none of that. You know, stand ye still in this fast and let the Lord fight your battles. Right? Hallelujah. Isaiah 58, and I'm done. I got to give you this word because I can't carry this one over to next week. So this is not going to be a series. It's going to be a message. So sit ye still in front of your TV screen. Isaiah 58:1 says, cry loud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my way as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching God. Wherefore have we fasted, they say, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your laborers. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day of the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal bread to the hungry, and that thou bring to the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, thou cover him, and thou shalt hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call upon the Lord, and the Lord will answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, and putting forth thy finger and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. And thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the paths to dwell in. If thou shalt turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thy own way, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. For what the Lord is trying to do through a fast is change our minds. Can't come in one way. Keep operating the same way and expect to be blessed of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this time of consecration will serve as a commencement. This is the opening of a new door. It's walking into a new season in your life. Just as one leaves one level of teaching and training and graduates to another, so is God introducing a graduation moment into your spiritual lives. Here's what I don't want you to focus on during the fast. Don't focus on failing. Don't focus on how hungry you're going to be. Don't count the number of days that you can't eat. Don't count the number of meals that you're going to miss. Don't focus on what you can't have. Focus on what has been given. And what has been given in those times when you're not eating is the Word of God, where you can study and read and learn and grow and retain and meditate and pray and fast some more and study and read and learn and grow, meditate and retain, pray and fast some more. Amen. And it's a process that you have to continue to do. You got to make sure you pattern prayer in your life during this time. You won't make it without prayer and reading the Word of God. You will not. I'm telling you, you will. The moments and the hours are going, the minute going to seem like an hour. And if you're hungry at 5, you're going to be hungry at 5:01. Right? Amen. Amen. That's all I have. I just wanted to give you some instructions on fasting. Amen.
Thank you for listening to TGT Speaks, our multimedia voice emanating from the True Gospel Tabernacle Church of Detroit. You can subscribe to us at TGT Podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Spotify. If you like TGT Podcasts, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And also, if you would like to donate to our ministry, you can visit our website at www.tgtchurch.org and give your tax-deductible donation through PayPal. We really appreciate the generous and tangible love gift of any monetary denomination from our friends and partners. And we commit that your love gift enables us to continue furthering the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your support, and we'll see you next week.